At that time, Jesus went with his disciples to Gethsemane and told them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." Jesus took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is consumed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little farther, Jesus fell face down and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Then Jesus returned to the disciples and found them sleeping. "Were you not able to keep watch with me for 1 hour?" He asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not enter into temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the body is weak." A second time, Jesus went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cup cannot pass unless I drink it, may your will be done." And again Jesus returned and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So Jesus left them and went away once more and prayed a third time, saying the same thing. Then Jesus returned to the disciples and said, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. See, my betrayer is approaching." Matthew chapter 26 verses 36 to 46. But Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a seed, but if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life will lose it, but whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, my servant will be as well. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it is for this purpose that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." John chapter 12, 23-28. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus did not retreat from the agony of the cross, nor did he plead for escape when the hour came. Though his soul was overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death, he chose submission over self-preservation and obedience over relief. Jesus prayed three times, not to be spared, but to align fully with the Father's will. And when the betrayer approached, he rose not in fear, but with resolve, "Rise, let us go." This is the Savior's call to every disciple. Not to admire his sacrifice from a distance, but to follow him into the same obedience, the same surrender, the same cross. For only the seed that dies bears fruit. Whoever clings to this life will lose it, but the one who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Jesus came to glorify the Father, and now he calls us to do the same, no matter the cost.